You're listening to His Time. It is Thursday, September 10th, 7:45 Central Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Joining us by phone this morning, Jane Wilkie. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Thursday morning to you from Minnesota. Well, from St. Louis.
Minnesota.
You're in Minnesota. I'm in St. Louis.
Yes. Well, my greetings to you from Minnesota. Your greetings to me from St. Louis. And to our greetings to all the listeners that are from everywhere else. Like the day sponsor that was just gave a great testimonial, the gentleman from Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's so great to know that there are listeners from around the country and around the world.
Roger and Leela are great. Yes, they share their thanks from Michigan, and we're grateful for that. We do have listeners all around the world, and it's a great place to be. We get to hear from folks every day all around the world.
Well, speaking of listening every day, you had some guests on that were featuring a program with LSS yesterday on faith and family. And in case some of our listeners on the air listening this morning did not have a chance to hear that program, I thought I would just reiterate a couple of highlights of the program. It's great to have live streaming. I wasn't actually able to listen right at 10:30, but I listened to the archived version online yesterday afternoon. And it was such a delight. Of course, many of the St. Louis listeners will be familiar with Jennifer Blome, who was part of KSDK for many, many years on Today in St. Louis. And she now is the director of Humane Education at APA. And she's also been a volunteer and was part of starting the entire Senior Connections program, which first was not part of Lutheran Senior Services, now is part of Lutheran Senior Services. And of course, the two organizations, Senior Connections with Lutheran Senior Services and the Pet Reach Program of APA, are joining up to start a program, a partnership, that will bring the gift of friendship to older adults and bring smiles to seniors with pets. Sounds like it was a great interview yesterday morning.
It was. We had a lot of fun. It was kind of unusual for Jennifer Blome, because she's used to doing the interviews, having been a former news anchor here in St. Louis. It was kind of funny before we started the interview, I said, well, I bet this is going to be backwards for you today. I get to ask all the questions. And we had a lot of fun talking about her work as a volunteer with Senior Connections and how she committed to 1 year, and next thing you know, it had been 4 years of visiting with her friend at an LSS community.
And you know and I remember also her mentioning, as some of the listeners may be thinking too, of that point of even someone like Jennifer Blome, who was on television for 20 years, was a bit nervous before that first visit. And I think that's one of the things that holds us back sometimes. We don't think we're going to know what to say. We don't think we're going to know what to do. And of course, through Senior Connections, there is training. And as you mentioned, the next training is November 14th. And she kept saying it's 6 hours, but it does include lunch. We train our relational volunteers through Senior Connections, so that you have perhaps a better understanding of a lot of different things. The whole entire experience, where the older adult may be coming from. But, you know, I was reminded, listening to the program, I had actually forgotten the statistic that when Senior Connections first started up in 2009, they had done the research and discovered that there were approximately 7,000 older adults in nursing homes in the greater St. Louis area that did not receive visitors on a regular basis. And if you really think about that, you think about the fact that for 1 hour a week, I know she mentioned that at first her friend Jackie, you know, just kind of greeted her, didn't get to know her, or just little by little, though, she got more and more dressed up, she put her makeup on, and then she was just waiting for that visit. So what a great opportunity to touch someone's life. And of course, through this Pet Reach, or through this partnership, there's really two different opportunities. I'll quickly explain for the listeners. One would be the Pet Reach program through APA, which currently is in place. And that has to do with taking your pet, maybe dog, maybe cat, to a group and presenting to a group. So those folks might go to a nursing home or assisted living, and they're presenting to a whole group, or their dogs are around a whole group. Senior Connections, on the other hand, would be for those volunteers who would rather do one-on-one visits. And that is a commitment of 1 hour a week for one older adult for 1 year. Now, what the partnership means is that if you have a pet and you'd like to touch the lives of seniors, either in a group or one-on-one, you may do so. One-on-one, you would work through Senior Connections, but the APA would interview your pet, would make sure that it is a friendly pet, it is a good pet for that older adult. So that's where the partnership comes in. And of course, if you'd rather work with a group, then you work directly with APA. But we are really hoping that more and more of these furry friends can be visiting our older friends throughout the St. Louis area.
That is, that was just one of the neatest things that I heard about was, you know, you could do this as an individual or as a group, depending on what you wanted to do. But either way, if you're bringing a pet, you need to make sure that you bring your pet to the, set up an appointment to bring your pet to the APA for them to do an evaluation, just to make sure that that pet is going to be well suited for that environment. As Jennifer shared, you know, one of her dogs is not suited for every environment.
I think she said bunnies. I think she said that if there are bunnies, Clyde would not participate. But, you know, I also think, I was very touched. So the listeners who did not have an opportunity to hear the story of the volunteer who came with Jennifer, I can't remember her name right now.
Thirza.
She told this beautiful, touching story of when she first visited, brought her dog into a nursing home. And there was a woman, I believe probably in a wheelchair, and the dog came, and I think she said the dog rested its head on the lap of this woman, who took her left hand and just quietly started to stroke the head of the dog. And the family was amazed because she had had a stroke 3 months earlier and had not moved that hand since the stroke. So I think it is really true that the connection of that pet, they can't say anything, but they can do tremendous things. So if you do have that pet, you do have time and you do have that inclination, we would love to touch the lives of our older adults, especially those who perhaps have family that live far away, or perhaps, as Jennifer pointed out, family does as much as they possibly can. So many have such busy lives. So supplement their family visits with that visit as a volunteer and bring smiles to everyone's face by bringing that dog. Well, I always say dog. I'm sure somebody could bring a cat. I've never seen anybody bring anything other than a dog into our LSS senior living communities. At our newest one, Reach West County, where we have our Reach Short Stay Rehab currently on the property of Mercy Hospital in St. Louis, the activities director there, our life enrichment director, James, has Kaiser, is a German Shepherd, that comes to work with him every single day. At Lickley Groves, we have Hank, also comes to work with one of our therapists in Reach Short Stay. And there are so many of our communities that have pets on a regular basis. It is just amazing what they can do.
I'm glad you recognized all those pets by name.
Oh, yes. Kaiser, Hank. Oh, yes. We know them. Hank has actually been featured in the Webster Kirkwood Times. And so he is pretty famous. If you ask anybody at Lickley Groves who works there or lives there, they probably all have met Hank at one time or another. He's a golden retriever and just a loving, beautiful, gentle dog. So I would encourage, Jennifer did end with a couple of phone numbers, so I'm going to share those as well. If someone would like to initiate getting their pet checked out for that 15-minute evaluation or working with a group, they can call Jennifer Blohm at the APA, and her number is 314-645-4610, extension 120, or they can email her at Jennifer at APA. apamo.org. Let me repeat that. Jennifer@apamo.org or 314-645-4610, extension 120. Or if someone is interested in one-on-one visits with or without a pet, they can call Sandra at Senior Connections, and Sandra's phone number is 314-446-2526. I know her email at LSS, but I do need to check because she has a hyphenated last name. I'll have to take a look at that and report on her email a different time. But her number is 314-446-2526. And just very quickly for a closing devotional thought, I wrote down a couple of words that I heard them mention yesterday that really struck me. And one was when Jennifer said, you know, this really is a ministry, when she could see the lives touched in such a way, it became a ministry of reaching out to her. And I also heard one of them say how contagious it is, and that when they bring the dogs in, it opens the doors for the conversations. And I was thinking about that as I was getting ready to prepare a devotion for today, and I was thinking about the fact that isn't that a little bit like our witness, not the dog, but needing to, first of all, consider it a ministry of relationships. If there's someone in our lives that we know that is unchurched, maybe has fallen away from the church, or may not even yet know of Jesus as Savior, one of the most important aspects is to form that relationship with them, because it is through the relationship that the doors to conversations are made. I'm not saying that you are opened. I'm not saying you bring a dog, but but you form that relationship, and you and when that time is right and within the context of their lives, you can share your own story, and you can share what being a child of God has meant to you. Baptized, named, chosen, what being a redeemed child of God means to you when you know and believe that Jesus has taken your sins to the cross, and that that now your life is a life lived in response to God's glory. It really makes such a difference, especially when these folks that around us may be dealing with all of the trials, challenges that sin brings to our world, illness, surgery, loss of loved ones, their own impending death, someone gets released from work, financial troubles, all of that does not go away simply because we are believers in Jesus. But there is something about how through Romans 8:28, we know that all things can work out for good. We know that God will see us through. We know that at the end, we have a hope of eternal life that really brings a peace that passes understanding, and that is best shared through a relationship. So I would urge all of us to go out and make those relationships, whether it is through Pet Reach and APA and Senior Connections by taking your pet, or through your own relationship with someone that you care about.
Well, thanks, Jane. Great to have a conversation with you. Again, we can point our listeners to lssliving.org to find out more about, a number of things, including Senior Connections, right?
Yes. And so in lssliving.org, just click at the very top where it says volunteers. That will be your volunteering. That will be your easiest way to get the information.
Thanks so much. Have a great week, Jane.
Thank you. Talk to you again.
All righty. Bye now.